Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Jacob Oyen with the Pella Bike Club. We'll be talking about the Dirty Wooden Shoe Cyclocross race that went on this weekend at Lake Red Rocks South Overlook. Well, Jacob, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
This weekend was the Dirty Wooden Shoe Race, and this is an annual event that the Pella Bike Racing Club puts on. And could you tell us first just a little bit about your involvement with the club and then about the race?
Sure. There's about 10 of us racers in the Pella area, and we do races all over the Midwest, ranging from road to mountain bike to cyclocross, of course. And we race pretty much from April all the way into December, pretty much every weekend. There's a race somewhere in the Midwest that we go around and we do. And this weekend we had the Dirty Wooden Shoe. And basically it's an annual race, cyclocross race. And people come out and from all over the state to participate and jump over the barriers and run up the hills and do a little bike riding too.
A lot of fun stuff to do. And cyclocross is a little different. It's a little bit road action, a little bit off-road action. Tell us a little bit about cyclocross racing.
Basically, cyclocross is kind of a off-season sport for most cyclists. It happens beginning in the early fall, late September, all the way into January when they have nationals. And this year, nationals is in Wisconsin, so it's relatively close. And basically, it combines all the disciplines, road, mountain bike, that most of the racers around here participate in. And basically, you circuit around a little over a mile course. And there's obstacles that you have to carry your bike over. And there's hills that you have to run up because they're too steep to ride your bike. And you race for about 45 minutes. And then when you're done, the person that's farthest ahead wins.
And these events, I see a pretty wide age range of folks for these events.
Certainly. We have people all the way up into their 60s that are racing, and then we also have racers as young as 10 years old that were out this weekend.
And so how much time does it take to get all these things set up, to get this event set up?
Basically, we spent, 3 hours on Friday setting up the course, and then Saturday, about early, making sure that things are okay and the course is ready to go. And we'll spend, 5-6 hours during the day putting on races based on your age group or your ability level. And then at the end, we do a time trial style event and the fastest person wins. And then we're done. So there's about 6 hours of racing.
So a big full day of events for all these sorts of cyclocross races.
Yes, definitely a full day.
And how long have you been doing cyclocross or bike racing in general?
I've been racing bikes for about 10 years and doing cyclocross for about 4 of those 10 years. And cyclocross was always an off-season kind of thing to keep me in shape. We do ride a lot of gravel in the winter around here. It's pretty nice. You get on those country roads and there's not a lot of traffic and we stay out of people's way. And then basically we race all winter.
And so the Pella Bike Racing Club, has it grown over the years in membership?
It has. At the beginning we had, I think, 4 or 5 racers, and we're up to about 10 or 11 racers. And we're always welcome to have more racers. And if, you just want to come out and dabble a little bit, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. For folks who have a bike laying around and want to get a little bit more involved with some more organized activities, what's a good way to go about that around Pella?
The bike racing team definitely has a website, PellaBikeRacing.com. And right now there's all the information about our race on there, and there'll be results from this weekend's race. And once the race is kind of taken care of, then we do rides periodically through the winter, and we have a listserv, and there's contact information on our website.
And do you guys team up for rag ride, things like that, or is it kind of limited to more local events?
We do a lot of racing around the Midwest, and we do certainly do Ragbri. A couple of our racers do that. But we really focus on the racing and just getting people out there and experiencing, going to a race and what that's like, and just kind of getting people started. Even if they're not comfortable necessarily racing a bike, to come out and do, a cyclocross event, is a good way to get your feet wet where you're not very intimidating, and it's kind of a party atmosphere to go out and experience what racing's like, especially at the amateur level.
Certainly. And what's your personal favorite style? Is it road racing, mountain biking, cyclocross? What's your favorite one? What do you like the best?
I really like cyclocross. It's kind of my favorite discipline. It kind of combines the bike handling skills, but yet also the ability to go fast. And we also do a lot of road racing. That's also a favorite of mine.
All right, great. Well, again, cyclocross racing, and the race was great this weekend, and we had a lot of fun, and it was a great turnout. And again, thank you for your time today and sharing with us a little bit about the club.
Yes, thank you very much.
Again, that was our guest, Jacob Oyen, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.